Welcome to the Moonlit Jungle Masterclass. Today we're going straight into that Ragga Jungle sweet spot where the kick isn't just a click on top of a break, it actually feels like it's pushing air. The focus is one technique, kick weight distort, meaning we're going to add low mid chest and harmonics on purpose, while keeping the sub clean and the transient sharp. This is an intermediate lesson in Ableton Lift 12, and we're going to build a 3-band kick rack using mostly stock devices, then drop it into a classic jungle context, breakbeat up top, sub down low, and a kick that sits right in the middle and still wins. Before we touch devices, quick session prep. Set your tempo somewhere DNB friendly, 168 to 174. I like 172 for this vibe. If you're layering or doing micro timing later, make sure track delay is visible in the mixer so you can nudge things without guessing. And if you're using breaks, double check warp. Beats mode is fine for drums. If you've got vocals or radda shouts, Complex Pro tends to behave better. Now step 1. Pick a kick that can actually take weight. You want a kick with a solid fundamental roughly in the 45 to 60 HE zone, some body around 120 to 200, and not some long muddy tail that eats your mix. A 909-ish kick can work, punchy acoustic kicks work too. The big thing is, avoid a kick that already sounds finished with baked-in distortion and limiting. We need headroom because we're going to sculpt it. Drop that sample onto an audio track and name it Kick Main. Step 2 is where the technique lives. We're building the kick weight distort rack, a 3-band split. On Kick Main, add an auto effect rack. Inside the rack, create 3 chains and name them SUB, Weight, and Click. The core idea is simple, but powerful. The sub band stays clean and stable. The weight band gets distortion, but only in a controlled low mid range. The click band gets definition so it reads through a busy break. When you do this right, the kick sounds bigger without you needing to just turn it up. Let's build the SUB chain first. On the SUB chain, add EQ8, high pass at 20 HC with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave, just to remove rumble that doesn't help anyone. Then low pass around 90 to 110 HC, also fairly steep. You're essentially saying, this chain is only the fundamental and the true low end. Optionally, add a standard compressor here, not glue yet. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 25 to 40 milliseconds, so you're not choking the punch. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction only on the loudest hits. The goal is stability, not squashing. If your sub starts to feel smaller after compression, back off. Now the weight chain, the magic chest band. On the weight chain, add EQ8 and isolate the low mids. High pass around 90 to 110 HC. Steep. Low pass somewhere between 280 and 450 HC. Where you set that top cutoff depends on the kick and the track, but a great starting point is around 350. If the kick feels boxy, do a small dip around 220 to 260 HC. Maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB with a Q around 1.5. Now add roar, because we're in Live 12 and it's perfect for this. Start with soft clip or an OD style mode. Drive around 10 to 20%, or whatever gets it feeling forward without turning into fuzz. Keep the tone a bit darker than you think, because this is jungle, we want weight, not harshness. And keep dynamics controlled so you're not exploding the transient. If you want a simpler alternative, use saturator instead. Analog clip mode. Drive around 3 to 7 dB. Soft clip on, and here's a rule. Trim output so you're not winning just by getting louder. Distortion is a liar. If it gets louder, you will automatically think it's better. After your distortion, you can optionally add drum bus on the weight chain. This is a very DNB move. Try drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10%. Keep it subtle. Boom also subtle. 0 to 10%. And set boom frequency around 120 to 160 HC depending on where your kick's body lives. If the weight starts smearing the attack, add a little transients, maybe plus 5 to plus 10. The goal of the weight chain is not more bass. It's that low mid push that translates on small speakers and survives under an amen. If your kick sounds huge in your studio but disappears at low volume, that's usually because you've got too much sub and not enough weight harmonics. Now the click chain, where we build definition. Add EQ8 and high pass at around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. You're isolating the tick and beater. If you need more presence, do a gentle wide boost somewhere 3 to 6 kHz, maybe plus 2 dB. Then add the transient shaper. Push attack somewhere around plus 10 to plus 30. Pull sustain down, minus 10 to minus 30, so it stays tight. Optional, a tiny bit of saturator like 1 to 2 dB drive, just to give the click an edge. But don't make it brittle. If it starts sounding plastic, one trick is to saturate lightly before the transient shaping and then low-pass the click chain gently around 8 to 12 kHz. That keeps it tape-like instead of modern and sharp. Step 3. Glue the bands and do final control. After the chains, on the rack itself, add a glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold, so you're only getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on, subtle. This helps peaks behave without you needing to slam a limiter. After that, add EQ8 for final tone. If it's too thick, a tiny dip in the 200 to 300 Hz zone. If it lacks thump, you can try a small lift around 80 to 100, but be careful, that can fight your sub and make the low end unstable. Add a limiter only as a safety net, not as the loudness engine. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. Keep gain minimal, like 0 to 2 dB max. Now I want you to do an important teacher move, level match your / B. Drop a utility at the end and match the output so when you bypass the rack, it's the same loudness. If you don't do this, your brain will choose the louder version every time, even if it's worse. Extra coach note, phase alignment is a hidden weight control. Once you split bands, tiny phase offsets can hollow out the low end. Put utility on the SUB chain and, occasionally, try phase invert left or right just to see if something weird snaps into place. More commonly, if you're layering kicks or duplicating tracks, nudge the audio by tiny amounts, like plus or minus 5 to 30 samples, using track delay or the clip start. Check in mono. The right spot often sounds louder without adding any gain. That's how you know you've locked it. Also, spectrum is your sanity check, not your goal. Put spectrum after the rack. You're looking for a stable fundamental region and harmonics in the 150 to 350 area, without one giant hump that masks your snare or makes the mix sound like cardboard. Step 4. Make it work with a jungle break. Create another audio track called Break, Amen, or whatever break you're using. First, clear the low end from the break. EQ8 high pass around 90 to 140 Hz, 24 dB slope. If you want a clean modern low end, push closer to 120. This is how you make room for kick and sub without endless EQ wrestling later. Add drum bus on the break. Drive 5 to 10%, transients plus 5 to plus 15 to bring out the groove and snap. Optional for jungle texture. Redux, very small, downsample to about 18 to 22 kHz, dry slash wet maybe 5 to 12%. The break gets that crunchy edge without turning into a destroyed mess. Now balance them. The kick should feel clearly in front, like it's the engineer's priority, and the break provides motion, grit, and vibe. Another coach note here, don't let the break's ghost kick fight yours. Even high-passed breaks can have a thump around 150 to 220 Hz. If your kick loses its chest when the break comes in, don't just crank the kick. Try notching the break slightly in that zone. If you can do it dynamically, even better. You're carving a pocket where the kick's weight lies. Step 5. The relationship with the sub. Clean but heavy. Make a MIDI track with operator for the sub. Quick patch. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Level at 0 dB. Add a saturator after it. Super light. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Just so the sub speaks a bit on smaller systems. Now sidechain the sub to the kick. On the sub track, add compressor. Enable sidechain. Input is kick. Main. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. And you're going to tune this to the groove. Threshold so you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. DNB feel tip. Release time is rhythm. If the release is too fast, it chatters. Too slow, it feels like the sub never returns. You want that breathing, like the low end is dancing with the kick pattern. Optional advanced move, kick to break microduck. Instead of only sidechaining the sub, you can sidechain the break to the kick by just 1 to 2 dB. Fast attack, short release. It won't sound like pumping, it just makes a tiny pocket so the kick reads without you pushing the kick fader into clipping. Step 6. Moonlit jungle arrangement ideas. Let's sketch a simple 32-bar vibe. Intro, bars 1 to 16, first 8 bars, filtered break, some effects, and a sparse kick, like once every 2 bars. You're teasing the weight. Bars 9 to 16, bring the kick full, tease sub notes and sprinkle rag of vocal shots. Drop. Bars 17 to 32, bars 17 to 24, full kick weight distort, break, sub, locked. Bars 25 to 32, add extra percussion and a ragga stab on the offbeats. Use echo for dubby throws, 1/4 or dotted eighth, so it feels like a sound system in a humid alley at night. Classic jungle trick, At bar 31, do a half bar stop, mute kick and sub, let the break or a vocal tail hang, then slam back in. That contrast is half the genre. Even more fun. Do a dub-style sound system moment with band mutes. For one beat, muse the SUB chain so only the wait and click fire. Then bring the SUB back on the next hit. It sounds like an intentional engineer move, and it turns a simple pattern into a performance. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that waste hours. First, distorting the sub band. That smears the low end and disappears on real systems. Keep sub clean, distort wait. Second, making the wait band too wide. If you distort up to 800 Hz, you'll get mud and cardboard. Keep it focused, usually below 450. Third, overdoing transient shaping. Too much click makes it fight the break snare and you get that plastic tick. Fourth, not level matching your A/B. Distortion will always trick you. Fifth, ignoring the break's low end and ghost thump. If the break is still carrying low mid weight, your kick will never feel stable.